Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat for Thursday, the 11th of Feb, 2021. Corey Thursdays will return next week. Corey is moving premises today. Following up, you guys, from yesterday's video I made about the Gina Carano situation, that I felt Lucasfilm was sleeping at the wheel with everything that she had shared on social media. 10 minutes after I finished the show, Jermaine Lussier, our buddy from IO9. Jermaine, great dude. It's the type of dude I miss seeing around at all the events that used to go on in LA. He breaks the news that Gina Carano, who plays Cara Dune on The Mandalorian, will no longer be on the show. In a statement obtained by IO9, a Lucasfilm spokesperson said the following: Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. So we are going to go into all that. First up, technical talk. I'm having issues with the video streaming. So if I go a bit pixelated, bear with us. I believe the sound's coming through fine. I'm working on these plugs. My upload speed's 20-somethings. I Googled it, and the internet said it was pretty good. So is 20-whatever mega-somethings, MPSs, is that it's good, isn't it? But if it's not, we'll try to work it out. Yesterday, someone accused me of filming this through a potato, which, upon checking, is not one of the leading brands. So, looking at the chat, Stephen Mine would like to know some gossip about Corey. Him and Noah not getting along. No, Noah is following along. Devesh says, I'm looking a lot better. I appreciate that. Now, if you're enjoying the show, give us a thumbs up. Plenty of people giving us a thumbs down before the show started. And that's fine. That's their freedom of choice. They don't like what I have to say or what I've said, and they don't want a part of it, which for some way of thinking is what has happened between Lucasfilm and Gina Carano. They don't want a part of it. So we'll finish up this article and we'll go through the timeline of events. I've got a lot of thoughts on the future of Cara Dune. The future of the character in Star Wars, which is also a big talking point.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Caleb says, my internet's a lot better than his. So it could be my computer's, it could be getting old. I don't know. Anyway, the news comes a day after in which the hashtag Fire Gina Carano trended on Twitter for hours. The night before, the actress shared an anti-Semitic story on her Instagram. It was soon deleted, but many fans captured it and shared it on social media. That, of course, comes after months of complaints about Carano's online presence, including mocking COVID mask mandates, spreading conspiracies about the United States election, liking posts disparaging the Black Lives Matter movement, and deriding pronoun usage. Carano's character Cara Dune was one of the main characters of the award-winning Disney Plus show, and it was assumed, though never confirmed, that she might play a role in the upcoming Star Wars Rangers of the New Republic show. Assumed but never confirmed. In retrospect, very, very telling. Jason says, pick up a power converter for the computer. Interesting. Are you serious? Or are you making a Star Wars reference? Because I've got a thought on that. Let me know if you're joking with me or not. Yes, it was very telling that, you know, we thought it was weird at the time. That it definitely seemed like the story in The Mandalorian, they were bringing in these New Republic Rangers. Gina Carano was deputized with them. And it was very telling that this spin-off of The Mandalorian, which presumably would feature this character, had no casting credits when Kathleen Kennedy announced it. So there's that. So good on ya, Jermaine. You're a champ. Now, there is some... I've just got a bunch of dot points that I'm going to talk through. People are saying, you know, is she fired? She wasn't currently employed. You know, they said not currently employed. Does that mean she's not fired because she wasn't hired? You know, whether they were holding out on giving her a new contract until they saw how this panned out, because they did have warning signs in November, and those warning signs were also picked up by her publicist. ID in the fall of 2020 dropped her as a client due to her social media activity. So undoubtedly, she was going to get used again in either The Mandalorian or The Rangers of the New Republic. Like, there is nothing at the finale of The Mandalorian Season 2 that would make you think that she's not an ongoing character as she had been for the first two series. So whatever the wording is, she was going to get used again. And now it's not going to happen. A source with knowledge of Lucasfilm's thinking tells The Hollywood Reporter that they had been looking for a reason to fire her for 2 months, and today was the final straw. Also today, or yesterday, February 10th, the United Talent Agency dropped her as an actor. So, obviously, she would have had warning signs when her publicist dropped her, and there is no like logical way that she wouldn't have known about her ongoing role, you know, presumably in Rangers of the New Republic, and that it wouldn't have triggered anything that she wasn't mentioned in the cast at all. Whether it was her noticing or her agents noticing, that's the sort of things that agents are there to notice. They want their acts to, you know, be mentioned during these big events. So presumably, logically, she knew that this, her use of social media was causing an issue and didn't believe it actually would. She kept going with it. And it's, that's surprising that someone would risk this dream lift in their career, but it's also like someone that mocks mask use and doesn't believe that helps. And like, so she's not thinking the same way as I do. So Jordan Taylor says, if you're an adult, it's not hard to conduct yourself with decorum on social media. Hey, Jordan, I'd like to agree with you, but it's pretty hard. Trust me, from personal experience. Now, there's a lot of talk about a cancel culture, or is it just the consequences of the message that you're sending out there? It's, you know, telling that I'm seeing a lot of the same faces that pushed for the firing of Christina Ariel and celebrated the firing of Chuck Windegg, they're now up in arms about cancel culture. And it seems like when it's you wanting someone to go away, it's fine. You know, people make allowances. But what's up with that, huh? And she still has the right to free speech. But a company, I feel, has the right, whether they want to promote someone that is having that speech that they disagree with them on. And likewise, if you're a customer of that company and you disagree with them disagreeing with this actor, then it's well within your right to cease being a customer of that company and hashtag cancel Disney Plus. You've got the right to give me a thumbs down, to unsubscribe, to withdraw your support on Patreon. That's your choice. And, you know, whether or not, you know, you have an issue with the timing, whether it was too soon, too late, it's Disney's choice as well. Lucas Saley says, it's just disappointing it has come to this. Mate, you could put that comment on so many things in the last couple of years, eh? So, yeah. Now, let's go to before we are going to talk about the future of Cara Dune, but I'll just hit Anthony Bresnikan has a short piece on Vanity Fair. So let's see if there's here we go. The discord on social media began after the first season because I'm sure people, you know, that don't follow Twitter and stuff have maybe no even idea about this. As Vanity Fair reported in November when the Fire Gina Carano hashtag first began trending, Carano's political tweets antagonized a wide array of fans. The pain was felt acutely by those who admired her character the most, including some who cosplayed as Cara Dune and hoped the spirit of the hero matched the feelings of the person performing her. Rather than de-escalate tensions, Carano continued to post inflammatory political remarks to social media, apparently crossing the line this week with the Nazi post. And as someone told the Hollywood Reporter, they were sort of reportedly just waiting for that one thing to go, all right, you're done. And, you know, people have criticized they should have done it a lot sooner, and it's a giant company. And to pull the pin is a big decision on that. So I'm a benefit of the doubt on that. But which is the easy way out as well. You could criticize me for that. That's I would accept it. And begrudgingly. Rather than de-escalate tensions, Carano continued to post inflammatory political remarks to social media, apparently crossing a line this week with the Nazi post, which seems to have led Lucasfilm to end its connection with her. The post featured a photo of a woman in her underclothes running and screaming while being chased by boys with clubs. It is sourced to the German massacres in Lviv. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, and my apologies, then within the borders of Poland in 1941. Since Carano is not currently filming anything related to Star Wars, she was not technically fired. There you go. But it is certainly clear that she will not be journeying any further through the galaxy. So there's that. Now, in my circle of fandom, there's two debates about this. One of them is what she should have been fired for, which is telling that there's a debate over which inflammatory tweet she should have. And the other is what should happen to the character, with some people saying that they love the character of Cara Dune, so let's just recast her. Now, guys, I would not wish that role on my worst enemy. The baggage that that character now has with her, and the target you'd be painting on that actor's back who replaced it. Like, no sane actor with good representation would allow this to happen. You are putting a bullseye on your head, and you can, like, I thought the character was cool, but I think she's only in, like, is she in five episodes? She's not central to the plot. You could do a Captain Panaka, and then was it Captain Typho as well, the cousin of, when Hugh Cauchy wanted to get paid more money and see a script to do Attack of the Clones. But I kind of think I agree with Ed Altman, who says they don't need to mention her again. It's not like she has some deep relationship with the Mando. I think you're poochier. She's just, like, not brought up again. I don't think having her, like, die in, like, have her ship explode, like, I don't think any of that is a good idea. I just think, just let it go. Let it go. I reckon that's about it for today. I have a comment, if you wish, in the comments below. I, like, to be honest, the swearing, abusive, or just, like, trolly comments, they're not going to make it, like, onto the thing. So there's that. But if, you've got an opinion and you can word it in a pleasant enough manner, be my guest. Be my guest. Appreciate the support to everyone. And, be well. But... I should tell you, tomorrow, interview episode, Star Wars On Direct, will go live with a live premiere at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So the same time pretty much this started, but it'll actually be on time. And talking 20 years of Star Wars podcasting with Star Wars On Direct. And if you need a break from all this sort of business and you just want to hear about the joys of Star Wars fandom, you're in for a pretty sweet hour and a half. So thumbs up, thumbs down. It all helps the algorithm, so I'm told. But few would disagree, some more than others, that this podcast has gone on
long enough.
Hey, also, this is an all-access Patreon episode. So if you're getting this on the iTunes feed for just $3 a month, you can get podcasts like this every day in your audio feed, or just check it out at youtube.com/Steel Wars. Thanks so much. Little plug at the end. What are you going to do? Hey, may that force be with you. Where is Corey?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.